Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Harry Palmer to begin another chapter of Office Wife. I had some rather bad luck last night when I went round to Jeff and Marcia's flat to whisper in Marcia's ear that her husband had gone north with his secretary after all. Poor old Jeff actually thought he'd be alone. But of course Marcia wouldn't have believed him. She'd have been certain Jeff was up to something. But I didn't get a chance to do my best friend act. Just at the critical moment, the phone rang. It was dutiful husband Jeffrey sending out an SOS to his wife to come and join him. So here I am back where I started. But I can mark time till the next opportunity. I'm not going to play second fiddle to Jeff Pilgrim in this firm all my life. No, sirree. Come in. What? Oh, it's you, Millie. Who's on the switch?
Barbara. Listen, Harry, you haven't forgotten about tonight, have you?
Yes, tonight. Well, look, Millie, be a good poppet and forget about it, will you? I'll take you out some other time.
No, you don't. You think you can brush me off like the rest of them, Harry Palmer, but you can't, see? I won't stand for it.
Put your voice down, can't you? Do you want everyone interested at Bendigo's to hear you?
I don't care.
Well, you'd better care, Millie. If you think I'm going to lay myself open for an office scandal, you're wrong.
You should have thought of that before. Oh, Harry, don't be hard to get along with.
When you stop acting like a high school girl, I won't be. Look, I'm sorry about tonight. Really, I am, Millie, but I just can't help it.
I suppose you think I don't know who you're going out with. You could help it, all right.
Oh, so you've been eavesdropping on that switchboard of yours again, have you?
Well, I've heard plenty of things for you on it, haven't I? Who is this Angela somebody?
It's Angela Tennant, and although it's no business of yours, I have to take her out tonight, and it's not a romance. Now run along and be good.
And you were sweet enough to her on the phone.
For reasons of my own, Poppet, it pays to be sweet to Angela Tennant.
Well, this time, all right. But you needn't think you can always get away with it, Harry. I'm not like the rest of your girlfriends.
What girlfriends?
You know what I mean. You've been out with half the girls in this office, and if you think you can give me the office wolf treatment and just call it off whenever you want to... You told me we were going steady.
Oh, Millie, please, spare me the suburban expressions.
That's right. Turn your nose up. I was good enough for you when you wanted to find out all about Jeff Pilgrim and Marcia Capehart, wasn't I?
I've listened to about enough from you for one day, Millie. Get back to your switchboard and stay there. And in future, wait until after office hours before...
It's after office hours already.
Then wait till we're both off the premises to strike your puppy's paper attitudes. Go on, clear off. I've still got work to do.
Oh, Harry. Now I've gone and made you wild. I didn't mean to.
Will you please get out of my office before someone comes in and finds you here? I'll see you at my place tomorrow night. And for Pete's sake, keep quiet till then. Now go on, get out of here quickly. Oh, hello, Miles. You've been working late, too?
No. I've been waiting for you.
That's very decent of you. And to buy me a drink.
No. Look here, Farmer. I've had my eye on you for some time, and I'm going to give you a word of advice. Lay off the office stuff.
Since when have you been the keeper of the firm's morals?
I'm not the keeper of anyone's morals. I just don't like the way you operate. When you discuss your amorous affairs in your office, Palmer, you should see that your office intercom's switched off. I caught the last half of your interview with Millie Moffat just now.
What? You're nothing but a blasted eavesdropper, Hendricks. Do you mean to say you sat there and listened to my private conversation?
Oh, shut up. You're a windbag, Palmer, and Millie's got you right. You're an office wolf,
I don't have to take this from you or anyone else, Hendricks. Why don't you keep your nose out of my affairs?
I'm older than you, and I'm ahead of you in the firm.
Not that much.
But enough. Now listen, I'm no bearer of tales, but you hunt outside Tresset of Indigo and Company for your chippies in future, or I'll have a word with Percy Fleming. I'll not see you or anyone else using the firm for a hunting preserve. Get me?
Did you pass the word along to Jeff Pilgrim when he was mating dancing with Marcia?
That was a different thing altogether, and you know it. And here's something else you might give a moment's thought to. I've been hearing a word or two on the grapevine lately, and I happen to know you once set your sights on Marcia Pilgrim yourself. Well, Palmer, I happen to be very fond of Jeff Pilgrim, so if the grapevine stories keep coming along, you watch out.
As far as I'm concerned, you're off your trolley.
For you, that's very dull repartee, old boy. I'm not going to see Jeff and Marcia on the rocks through you or anyone else. So just pipe down about how well Jeff gets on with Stella Bronson. Catch on?
Aren't you overlooking the fact that Pilgrim's a friend of mine?
And all I can say is that I'm glad you're not a friend of mine.
My dear chap, is it likely?
Hombre. Just remember what I've said, Harry. It'll pay.
Oh, the pompous, self-righteous blockhead. That's the trouble with Tristan Bendigo's. The girls get possessive. And there are too many chaps like Hendricks and old Fleming. They'll be wanting us to salute on payday next. Oh, well, at least Angela Tennant's someone I can see eye to eye with.
Hi there, Harry. If we meet at this table in the Ambassador's much oftener, they'll be charging us rent. What made you late?
Oh, I was natted at for being naughty by Miles Hendricks.
Who's he?
One of the senior executives at Tresor de Bendigo and Company. Very correct, too. Iron grey hair. You've met the chap.
Oh, yes, that's right. What have you been up to? Forgetting to pay your tea money?
Hendricks seems to think I've been having too much to say about Jeff and Stella Bronson.
Well, have you?
Oh, my dear Angela, depends on precisely what you call too much.
Oh, that reminds me. I was supposed to meet Marcia here this afternoon. Rang her after waiting here half an hour, but there was no answer.
Of course there was no answer. Marcia flew up to join Jeff first thing this morning. He phoned and asked her to.
What? Oh, don't be ridiculous. You told me Jeff and Stella had wangled it to be up there alone.
I can't help that. I was in the flat when Marcia spoke to Jeff last night.
Listen, what sort of a game is he playing?
Well, darling, you can search me. If you asked me to guess, I'd say that Jeff and Stella met someone who knows Marcia. So Jeff did the obvious thing and hopped on the phone. I mean, Marcia could scarcely think there was anything wrong after Jeff asking her to get up there with him, now could she?
We could be wrong about Jeff.
Don't be silly. After he's been buying Stella fur coats.
Oh, no, that's right. Hang it all. If there's one thing I detest, it's finding out things about my friends. Puts one in such a revolting position.
Well, don't let it turn you grey, darling. Look, don't you think either one or the other of us should tell her?
I told you before, Harry, you can do as you like. But Marcia's not going to hear about that fur coat from me.
You know, I do believe that Angela Tennant, the super sophisticate of North Shore Drive, is actually outraged. You're flying the wrong colors, honey.
Oh, shut up. Sometimes I get tired of posing as a harridan. Order me another martini. I'd like to know how Marcia and Jeff are making out there, with Stella Bronson the third side to the triangle. Oh, well.
Marcia, you're home early, aren't you?
There's nothing else I could do, darling. Julian and Shirley are in the dickens of a flap. The baby's down with whooping cough or something.
Oh, that's a bad show. Now, I suppose you've fallen away a bit.
Yes, they were ringing for the doctor when I left. Where's Missy Bronson?
Missy Bronson, as you call her, is in her room. Why?
Oh, I expected to find you working together.
No, I told her to whiz off. I can manage these things myself. Huh? Where'd you get that smut in your nose?
I can't see any smut.
Yeah.
Oh, So there is. Lend me a handkerchief. There's an angel.
Right. Here you are.
Why, Jeff, it's all damp. What have you been doing with it?
Hmm?
It's all wet. And there's lipstick. Jeff, what's been going on here?
Why, nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, yes, there has. Tell me, what have you been doing? What were you doing while I was at Julian Black's?
I wasn't doing anything.
Then tell me how your handkerchief comes to be wet and covered in lipstick. Jeff, if you don't, I'll...
Look, Marcia, surely we're not going to have another of those incessant arguments over nothing.
They're not over nothing.
They are. I've been working Stella too hard, and tonight I snapped her head off. She burst into tears, and I gave her my handkerchief to dry her silly eyes. Now, does that satisfy you?
What did she want to cry for?
I'm the wrong gender to dredge up an answer to that. You're a female. She probably bawled for the same reason that you're shrieking like a fire siren this minute.
I am not shrieking like a fire siren.
Then what in Hades do you call
it? If I want to shriek, I will. Now what is it? Well, what's so funny?
You and me going on like this. Darling, how silly can we get? You're not worried, really, are you, now?
Oh, you... No. Jeff, it wasn't anything else, was it? With Stella?
Cross my heart. Hey. Come and put your arms around my neck. There. Now you're convinced.
Yes, darling. But I'll still be terribly glad when we get home again.
Darling, so will I. But yes.
Trouble is, I'm not absolutely convinced. Stella didn't get lipstick on that handkerchief just by drying her eyes. Oh, if only I could be sure of Jeff. Is there something between him and Stella, or isn't there? If only I could make up my mind.
We invite you to listen again to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.